When she'd got up this morning, Celeste had been sure she wouldn't come. She intended to ring up and cancel as soon as she got the children to school, but then she'd found herself in the car, putting the address into the GPS, driving up the winding peninsula road, thinking the whole way that she would pull over in the next 5 minutes and call them up and say, so sorry, but a car had broken down, she would reschedule another day. But she kept driving, as if she was in a dream or a trance, thinking of other things like what she'd cook for dinner. And then before she knew it, she was pulling into the parking area behind the house and watching a woman coming out of the house, puffing furiously on a cigarette, and as she opened the door of a banged-up old white car, she could see she was wearing jeans and a crop top with tattoos like awful injuries all the way down her thin white arms. She'd envisaged Perry's face. His amused, superior face. You're not serious, are you? This is just so lowbrow. Well, our behaviour is lowbrow, Perry, she'd said out loud in the silence of the car. And then she'd turned off the keys in the ignition and gone inside.